Janelle Grant has been working with farm worker families for more than 23 years in Southwest Florida. She directs the GRACE, or Guatemalan Rural Adult and Children's Education Project, to prevent human trafficking. Today, she tells us the story of a woman who used to work in the fields, whose severe health issues bring farm worker safety into question.
Born in Oaxaca, Mexico in 1982, Sylvia spoke Mixteco at home with her Aztec parents and Spanish in school. When she was 17, she got married and with her husband and brother migrated north to the U.S. by land. To earn their living in this country, Sylvia and Pedro picked vegetables and followed the harvests around the west and south. In 2006, Pedro found work in a local grove, and the family, now with two children, settled in Lee County. Sylvia, as traditional Mexican women do, woke up at 5 a.m. every morning to make corn tortillas for the family. Sylvia was selling produce at the Ortiz Flea Market when I met her. This was in 2009, when we in the GRACE Project, Guatemalan Rural Adult and Children's Education Project, were looking for someone to record a Mixteco translation of Lucia's letter. This was the telling of an indigenous girl's journey with a coyote, or human trafficker, from her Guatemalan homeland to Southwest Florida and her years enslaved in captivity. Sylvia was magnificent in the radio production studios at WGCU and recorded the whole letter on the first take in Mixteco. Sylvia's intelligence and dignity shone brightly, and we invited her to join the GRACE Project. Over 2 years, Sylvia grew from student into teacher with a hunger to learn and a skill for encouraging others, and she began to teach a family health class in North Fort Myers. All that time, Sylvia herself was suffering violence. Fortified by what she learned in the classes and with support from her brother, Sylvia was able to create a more peaceful home for her family. She blossomed as she organized and led an ongoing support circle for local Spanish-speaking women. And then her sister, who works in the fields in North Carolina, gave birth to a baby with serious heart and liver problems, and Sylvia started sending money to help with the baby's treatments. Then in August of 2015, Sylvia went to the emergency room with severe pain in her right side. The tests showed liver cancer, both nodes, stage 4. Too weak to clean or cook for the family, she focused on adjusting to the strong prescribed medicines. Lucy Garcia, another GRACE Project teacher, enlisted help from the Hope Hospice and the Cancer Alliance of Naples to cover the payments for Sylvia's chemotherapy and medications. Sylvia's friends and family members drive her to wherever is needed. We bring food to her family and help her at home. Sylvia has cut off her waist-length braid, the pride of an Aztec woman, to give to her daughter. 3 weeks ago, her doctor told Sylvia that the treatments were not working. The cancer has spread to the pancreas. Still, Sylvia wants to continue the treatments. She has a son who is 15 and a 9-year-old daughter, and she is only 33 years old. It seems so unjust that a baby and young woman could be so sick. Is it from working with pesticides in the fields, their clothes carrying home the dust? In 2013, Farm Worker Justice reported, farm workers suffer elevated risks for prostate cancer, esophagus cancer, and oral cavity cancers. Pesticide exposure is attributed to higher rates of birth defects, developmental delays, leukemia, and brain cancer among farm worker children. Life as an immigrant farm worker can be dangerous. Conditions are difficult. Families disintegrate. Sylvia hasn't seen her mother for 14 years. We've petitioned the Mexican consulate for an emergency visit to bring Sylvia's mother here. And now, hope for this reunion lifts up the family and friends. It's February 2016. Sylvia's niece is almost 2, and she cannot walk. She needs several surgeries. Sylvia continues the chemo treatments when her blood count allows. The hospice nurse visits her weekly.
That was Sylvia's story by Janelle Grant, who works with farm worker families in Southwest Florida. Grant runs the GRACE, or Guatemalan Rural Adult and Children's Education Project, to prevent human trafficking. She's also president of the Hapahatchi Center in Estero.